The makers of the following podcast and other persons associated with the podcast do not endorse and or bear any liability for any content, statements, views, ideas or opinions expressed in this podcast by the individual participants, nor for any issue arising in connection therewith. The podcast may contain strong language and ideas or concepts that may or may not be suitable for young children. Listener's discretion is advised.
Break those norms.
Catch the music.
Drag queen, drag queen, drag queen, and then drag king, drag king, drag king.
For the one, the only.
हाँ मुझे drag करना है तो
थोड़ा traditional होना चाहिए.
हम सब performers हैं.
Waiting to blossom.
I use a word like drag artist.
That will create change.
Come and join me.
This beautiful thing which is called drag.
Yeah, that's drag for you.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of In Drag. So, well, today we have on our show a person who is, well, of course, Bombay and Bandra bred. He is the true Makapao. What's going on, man? And he's somebody who has been doing drag for a very long time, but interestingly did not know when he actually started doing drag that he was actually doing drag. He seems to be a little shy because he's doing this for the very first time. But given the way he's smiling right now, I'm pretty sure he's going to be a rock star as we go along with this conversation. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Gentleman Gaga, aka Sanket Sawant. Welcome to the show, Sanket.
Thank you so much.
As we were discussing it before the show started, that you actually started drag in 2015.
Yes.
मगर आपको आइडिया नहीं था कि आप ड्रैग कर रहे हैं.
That's true.
इस पे आपकी टिप्पणी क्या है?
I always had a passion of learning belly dance.
Okay.
I used to watch random videos on YouTube and Instagram back then. And that's how I started learning belly dance. And while I used to watch these videos, I always used to visualize myself doing the same art form. And we used to have these community gatherings every year. This is before COVID. And I was completely dressed up as a woman.
Nice. Is this the first time that you've been dressed up as a woman and all of that?
Not really.
See, cheating kar rahe tum.
But then again, I wasn't really aware about that this was actually considered as drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too small for me to understand that this is what it was. So this is when I was 8 years old. This was during a Christmas party in my school, wherein my teacher decided to turn me into a fairy.
Ah, okay. Nice.
It all started from there. So in 2015 is when I started performing and I was known as a belly dancer in the community. And after some point, I decided to join belly dance classes in Bombay, and which I did. So after completing several levels in belly dance, I one day get a call from the owner of the Lalit Hotels, Keshav Suri. He just got to see a few glimpses of my performance videos and he once decided to have me on board.
So he was belly impressed.
Belly impressed, pretty much.
Okay.
And for the first time ever, my passion was gonna pay me.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's where it all began.
But again, interesting right now. Let me stop you here for a second.
Uh-huh.
You went on to perform, you did all that, but you still did not know that you were actually doing drag.
That's true.
What did you think in your head? What were you doing?
I was just going with the flow. All I knew is that belly dance is something that I am really, really passionate about. And I'm just so comfortable with that art form, to be honest. So yes, I performed a belly dance act at Kedisu. And obviously, I got a very good response from the audience. So one day, I was challenged to try something different. And that's when they decided to come up with a concept called Thousand Nights of Lady Gaga. And that's when Gentleman Gaga was born.
Ah, okay.
I always was fascinated by my idol, Lady Gaga. So she's my idol. She's my inspiration. And I just thought, if it is Lady Gaga, then why can't it be Gentleman Gaga?
Sure.
And also, the reason why I fell in love with Lady Gaga and her personality is because this is when I was in school back in 2008. One fine day, I was just randomly watching music videos on VH1. And suddenly I came across this music video called Poker Face. And I was absolutely mesmerized with the visuals, her makeup, her costume and everything about her. And that's when I started following her more. With time, I even got to know that she has a soft corner for the LGBTQI+ community. And that just gave me a relief and I was like, wow, I'm actually following the right person.
since you've talked about the fact that you embrace this form of art form, belly dancing, or for that matter, dressing up as a woman and all of that, there was never once that it came across as if, you know, there was something in your head or there was a trauma or anything like that. So which means that your family must have played a very, very strong role in the acceptance of it all.
That's very true. I come from a Maharashtrian background. And to be very honest, my parents aren't that educated. So they probably wouldn't even understand what being gay is like. But when it came to Sanket performing as Gentleman Gaga, they purely trusted my artwork.
That's very nice.
And it's so funny, in a good way, that it's my mom and my sister, I have a younger sister, that whenever they end up going out for shopping, they'll end up getting stuff for me as well. And just because me and my sister, we both are like similar sizes, so we can exchange our dresses, our jewelry. So my parents have always been very supportive towards my artistry.
Superb, man. We talk about it a lot, Sanket, in terms of, you know, since you mentioned the Maharashtrian background. So a man who is straight, who has a, let's say, whatever scenario, and I go back to Lavani, agar hum baat karein, तो सेक्सुअल ओरिएंटेशन में लावनी को लेकर कभी सवाल नहीं उठेगा, मगर अगर आप ड्रैग कर रहे हैं तो इमीडिएटली सवाल उठ जाएगा. सो डू यू थिंक दैट दैट स्टीरियोटाइप और मिसकंसेप्शन आल्सो हैज टू बी ब्रोकन?
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, व्हेन यू टॉक अबाउट लावनी, लावनी इज नॉट अ ड्रैग फॉर्म.
श्योर.
बट व्हेन अ मैन इज परफॉर्मिंग लावनी, दैट्स वेयर ड्रैग कम्स.
एग्जैक्टली.
बट व्हेन अ स्ट्रेट मैन इज ट्राइंग टू एम्ब्रेस अ ड्रैग कल्चर, सबसे पहले तो सोसाइटी, उसके बाद में रिलीजन, उसके बाद में फैमिली क्या कहेगी, लोग क्या कहेंगे, फिर आता है टैबू. सो ये सब चीज़ों की वजह से ना लोगों को वो हिम्मत नहीं मिल पाती. दे डोंट गेट अ चांस टू यू नो कम आउट एंड एम्ब्रेस देमसेल्व्स. इट्स अ वेरी सैड पार्ट, बट देन दैट्स हाउ इट हैज़ बीन. बट अगेन आई फील वी आर वेरी ग्रेटफुल दैट वी आर बॉर्न इन अ कंट्री लाइक इंडिया. आई डू सी अ लॉट ऑफ मैन belly dancers performing belly dance in UAE countries, but still, like, they are not allowed to be open about their sexuality. So me considering as a drag queen from India, at least I am lucky enough that I'm able to be myself.
Sure.
I don't have to be closeted. I do not have to act. I do not have to put an act to keep myself happy, you know. So in that way, I would say we are still grateful enough, we are still lucky enough that जो भी मिल रहा है, it's a blessing. There is no such rule. And when it comes to drag, there is no rule book for drag. I'm a dancer. So I'm a drag artist who does different kind of dance forms. We have drag queens who prefer singing. We have drag queens who prefer stand-up comedy. Or we have drag queens or drag kings who would do something that would allow the audience to get entertained with something.
Sure.
So drag could be anything. Now, if you go to see the Kapil Sharma show, usme if you see Sunil Grover, he's playing the character of Gutti. What's that? That's nothing but drag. Then we have Krishna, who's playing the character of Sapna.
Right.
That's nothing but that's drag. So people aren't aware about all of these, you know. For them, it's just that, haan yaar, isne to bas ladkiyon ke kapde pehne hain, abhi hame hasna hai. Aur ye hame hasayega.
Exactly.
Iske aage unko kuch nahi samajh aata. So again, it's not their fault, but it's about how you portray things, and that's how people are going to look at it. But yeah, other than that, drag has nothing got to do with your sexuality and gender. So let me be honest about that, because anybody on this planet can do drag. Okay, just because I am a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, it just becomes a little easy for me to be more expressive, because we are from the world of creativity. Now, if you go to see, when it comes to fashion or makeup or anything related to creativity, we are the first ones who are always looked upon. So we are creative. I am never going to deny that fact.
But how do you break that stereotype, Sanket, where somebody, let's say, who does drag, the immediate mindset is, wait a minute, yeah, this person has to belong to the LGBTQ community. How do you break that stereotype?
Considering drag to be celebrated in India, people aren't aware about the fact that drag has always been a part of the Indian culture. There was not enough awareness about it. And obviously, no one took this art form seriously.
Hmm.
You must have watched several movies in the early 80s or 90s.
Sure.
Every LGBT character that you must have come across
was a caricature.
Yeah, it was just a caricature and nothing. And it was just given a comic character.
Hmm.
There was nothing beyond that.
Hmm.
But now that the OTT platforms have come up with such beautiful content, not completely accept the part about homosexuality maybe. Mm-hmm. So the awareness has come across now. But back then it was a challenge.
Aapko 7 saal ke upar ho gaya.
Yes.
Drag karte hue.
Mm-hmm.
What have been the changes jo aapne mehsoos kiye in terms of in front of crowds, in terms of people?
Until now, there has been a drastic change.
How?
Now that everyone considers this as an art form,
hmm.
It's an accepted art form. If you Google Indian drag queens, you'll get so many articles mentioned about Indian drag as well. And a lot of clubs have also started engaging with this art form. And it's not just Kittisu now. I get to perform in other clubs as well. And these are straight clubs.
Hmm.
Apart from that, I also get to perform for family functions.
Interesting.
Things have changed with time and people are ready to accept this culture.
What kind of family functions?
Weddings. I recently performed for a 75th birthday party.
Nice.
So, and apart from that, spinsters, bachelorettes, it's fun.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, now that everyone wants to try doing drag.
Mm.
So though we have handful of drag kings and we have too many drag queens now, there will come a point wherein we could have RuPaul's Drag Race in India as well.
Nice. What is the kind of feedback, let's say, for example, that you get from people? Do they aspire to go into drag? Do they want to try it? Are they inspired enough by you when they see your performance?
So all of the above. To be honest, I end up getting a lot of DMs on Instagram.
Hmm.
I even have men who do not even belong to the community.
Hmm.
I mean, the straight men.
Hmm.
They want to try drag. You know, let me also talk about cross-dressing.
Please do.
In India, especially in a country like India, people have this very huge misconception about cross-dressing and drag. They think it's the same. But cross-dressing is, it's just a period wherein you just get to fantasize yourself dressing up as a woman. But when it comes to drag, it's like you're allowed to embrace a character and pursue something and maybe probably portray a character for the audience for entertainment purpose. You cannot entertain being a cross-dresser.
Right. So that's the distinction between the two.
And cross-dressing is not an art form.
Right.
It's just your own comfort zone.
Right.
For that period of time.
Right.
But again, as I said, like you have to educate the masses. And probably we are the pioneers of the Indian drag queen so far. So I am trying my level best to make sure that I am able to provide a safer space for the future drag queens, the younger generation who wants to, you know, do drag.
Well, that brings me to the point that you've been, of course, you know, fabulous as far as the Bombay circuit is concerned.
Thanks.
But you've had the opportunity to maybe travel the country with your shows. How has it been like?
Like this year, I have done more than 60, 70 shows.
Fabulous, man.
So that's a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people getting pulled towards the drag form now.
Mm-hmm.
Because gone are those days wherein people would want to hire Russian dancers.
Mm.
Because wo zamana chale gaya. And when you belong to an industry like this, people want to see something new, something fresh.
Mm.
And being a drag artist, I also feel that you need to push your limits and you need to keep coming up with different art forms.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been trying various art forms in order to engage the audience, make sure that, you know, people understand ki drag ka matlab sirf ye hi nahi ki haan bas ye hi hota hai, ye insaan aisa karta hai, toh ye drag hai.
Mm.
I do a lot of collaborations as an influencer on Instagram and other social media applications wherein I get to embrace my drag culture and I'm getting paid for that as well.
Good, yeah. Which are the other cities you've performed in, for example?
So, other than Bombay, I have performed in Delhi, Bangalore, Kolkata. Recently, I performed in Gujarat. So, Gujarat
nice.
Was never aware of drag. But since we started performing shows all over different cities other than Bombay,
mm-hmm.
I was the first one to represent Gujarat and they had their first ever drag show
nice.
In India. So, it was quite welcoming for me as well. And now that I recently had performed for Baroda, they've decided to do that in Ahmedabad as well. So
awesome, man.
Uske alawa, Kolkata, Pune.
But what was it like there? So for example, see, generally, dekho, mindset ye rehta hai ke Mumbai as a city is far more, you know, cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. But when you start to maybe go to other cities, there are its own trappings and its own, you know, reservations that people might have.
True. So the thing is, when I got a chance, an opportunity to perform in Chandigarh city, people don't really connect with the Broadway culture. They don't understand the Western side of drag culture. But if you're going to do a Bollywood art form, they will be able to connect with it. So it is very important as an artist, not just drag, but as an artist, to connect with what people like.
Sure.
You know, so I had to make sure that I do a Bollywood act. Now, Chandigarh mein gaya to thoda sa Punjabi tadka dal do, taki wo bhi thode connect ho jaye. Because if you're going to perform in a city like Kolkata, so they would want some Bengali, aspect to come. And that's how you would be able to engage with the crowd. I have been performing a lot in Bangalore these days.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I go to Bangalore, the recent shows that I've done, 4-5 shows, I have been only doing Lavani. That's also on public demand.
Nice.
And on top of that, there is something called as Koot.
Mm-hmm.
Koot is an art form in the South side. You must have come across music videos like how Silk Smitha have performed way back then.
Yes.
Like a proper rowdy, Tamil art form you do.
Mm.
So they have been loving that side of me as well. And that's where I got to understand, wow, this is also something that I can do.
Aisa nahi hai ki you got negative reactions when you were doing drag.
No.
But obviously you had to bring in local elements to it, which is very encouraging.
True. And you know what's the funniest part? And this has been really amazing. It's been a good change with time. Because initially when I started performing in Kittisu, we would only have people from the community who would come to watch us perform. Mm. But now, the ratio is like we have more of the straight people who come to watch us and less from the community. Because community ke log to hai hi.
Correct.
So that's another thing. And ab jaakar to matlab itne sare straight log aate hai, straight couples, and they love being a part of the drag club.
Hmm.
You know?
What was your take when obviously while you were still performing drag, you were Gentleman Gaga, but you were also a fashion stylist. So in terms of the general industry, the fashion industry, how accepting was it towards the entire aspect of drag?
So the first point that I would like to add to this is the industry is incomplete without us.
Nice.
Every industry, let that be someone who's a makeup artist or a hairstylist or a designer, we are everywhere.
Hmm.
To be very honest, it's about your work and your work always speaks for you. फिर तुम्हारा जेंडर क्या है, तुम कहाँ से आते हो, तुम क्या खाते हो, तुम क्या पहनते हो, that's your personal choice.
As far as somebody wants to become a drag queen or a drag king, if you were to break it down for them, what do they need to do to equip themselves to maybe achieve or express themselves through that persona? How would you maybe guide them along?
If you wish to become a drag queen or a drag king in the future, you really need to be passionate about this art form.
Hmm.
Yeah, fir people come across and they ask me, hey, where did you get this wig from? Hey, where did you buy this makeup from? Hey, how do you take care of your body and your skin?
Hmm.
Okay, so I could help them with those aspects. But uske alawa, it all starts from you. So just be true to yourself.
Hmm.
Love yourself, as self-love is the key to everything. And just be very passionate towards what you're doing.
The drag scene in India, maybe let's say over the next 4-5 years. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it going?
Filhal to I have been giving a couple of auditions wherein people do want to see drag queens being a part of theater or, you know, in the films or on OTT platforms. And okay, there are certain things which are a little confidential.
No, that's perfectly fine. But these are not caricatures now.
No, no more. And I'm so happy about that fact. And I really hope that people consider this as an art form, and enough of those days jahan pe tum logon ne mazak uda diya hai ek LGBT character ka. I think people should start taking us seriously. It's high time now.
Sanket, it has been a true, true pleasure having you on the show. And I think it's been a beautiful journey. Just understanding in terms of what you have been saying, and I'm sure you want to say something to all the people out there. So I'll end the show with you ending it.
So, I keep telling one thing to all my friends, or whenever I get interviewed, I came out 28 years ago from my mother's womb. That's the only coming out story I have. Just because I'm a proud, fabulous drag queen and pretty, I always believe in spreading more love and less legs. Thank you.
So well, all of you awesome people, with that we've come to the end of another dazzling episode of In Drag. But worry not, because here's a sneak peek into what's in the next episode with Suffocated Art Specimen.
For example, Hyderabad, if I'm wearing a dress and if I'm walking and performing in any kind of a, you know, non-queer space,
people
will kind of disapprove me right over there. So it's always a sari is something which would they relate to, and you know, me singing Telugu songs to them is something which is relating to them, and that's how they are signing up for my drag shows.
This was a Turtle on a Hammock Films original podcast, hosted by Sudhi Sachdev, executive produced by Avinash Kumar Singh, produced by Geeta Singh, directed, mixed and engineered by Jigisha Patil, art and publicity design by Pooja Ray. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Turtle on a Hammock Films LLP. All rights reserved.